So how's this vaccine mandate thing going to unfold, do you reckon? My experience so far ranges from walking to the door, scanning the tracking code, walking in, getting my temperature taken, then scanning my vax pass, then putting on a surgical mask, to walking to the door, seeing no masks, no scanning, saying, do you want masks? And they say, if you want to, we don't mind, to no vax scanning or QR coding at all, and a couple of examples somewhere in between. Then we get to the places that are, one, welcoming unvaxxed people, to the council facilities that don't have scanning or do have scanning, and the developing debate also over whether people who have paid for facilities through rates but are unvaxxed can realistically be banned from said facility. Then we get to the also developing stories around court and employment cases, where if no final decisions have been made, interim ones have, whereby procedural process wasn't properly followed. And then we get to the absurdity and growing upset from business and business owners who are having to pay their staff 4 weeks' wages for not being vaxxed and on the verge, of course, of being sacked. So I think we can conclude at best it's inconsistent, at worst it's a mess. And while this persists, and there is no reason to believe it won't, there will come a point of collapse or implosion. Now, New South Wales has actually organised all this. At 95% vaxxed, all restrictions are off and the unvaxxed can do whatever they like. We will end up doing the same. It's abundantly clear that Maori are not going to be 90% jabbed in many parts of the country, and that particular absurdity cannot be allowed to continue forever because there are places like Taupo who need visitors to survive. Of course, we may well be revisiting all of this by winter if Europe is anything to go by, but as much as the government might have thought that they could engineer this thing in a way that would work, what I'm discovering is that the rollout of the myriad of rules is not militaristic or anything close to it. And part of it is the resentment that has built up over 2 years, rightly or wrongly, whereby those expected to follow yet more rules are over it, basically, and have simply decided to get on with life. It's the theory versus reality weakness this government suffers so badly from. Life is not sorted on a whiteboard, and real life in the light system, so far for me anyway, is proof that it is.